Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hello, Cindy. I'm calling about an amount that is being charged to me on my credit card, and I have on the beginning one was on January 28th,
What's your first
and
name?
Mary,
And your last name,
and
Mary?
I'm the credit card would say Daniel.
Daniel. Okay.
Daniel, and the last name is Galvin.
Oh, I thought you were meaning Danny was your last name. Okay, your last name is Galvin.
Right.
Galvin.
Right.
Okay, and your first name is Mary.
Mary.
Okay.
And the
What's your
credit
name?
card, if you're looking for something, I would probably say Daniel, my husband.
Oh, okay. Yes, I did find an account in your husband's name. Can you verify for me, please, the address?
2760 Steeple Hill Road, White Lake, 48383.
Okay, I do have the account pulled up, and let me check and see what he ordered. Looks like he ordered earbuds and a smartwatch.
Okay. Now, I have on February 14th and thereabouts, I have two charges for $199 and $97, I think, and $109.
97, yes, that's the cost of the watch. It looks like when he first ordered the watch, he first just paid the shipping and handling, $6.97 and $5.97.
Well, he thought that was the price of the watch. He just liked
Oh,
to
okay.
leave. So, what is your policy on this? Do you want us to return this watch? We would not want to pay that.
And see, we do have a strict refund policy. Once you've been billed for the watch, it is his to keep.
Well, this was
That information.
misleading. We would like a refund on it.
And that information, see, it was disclosed in the terms and conditions when he signed up. Do you know if he read over the terms or just might have been an oversight?
I am sure that it was really misleading.
You said it was misleading.
Right. And we would like to know if you want your watch back
Well, no.
and we want a refund on it. We're not paying for the watch.
Once you've been billed, the watch is his to keep. Hold on for one moment. I'm just reviewing the account. Be right with you. One moment. One moment.
They're saying that it was those amounts of $200 were in the information when you got the watch. No.
No.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did cancel out the account to make sure there won't be any additional charges. And then I can provide you with your cancellation number.
Why would there be a cancellation number?
Just so
I
you
mean,
have it for your records.
why would there be more charges coming?
Just so you'll have it for your records.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 72337.
Why would there be reoccurring charges for a lot?
No, there's not. It's not recurring. I was providing you with the cancellation number, so you'll have it for your records.
That were they going to send more charges?
No. We have some customers that like to collect watches, so just depending on the company, we do send out watches on a recurring type of program, but not in this case.
For sure. Because it was misleading.
Okay, well, I definitely understand
so
your concern.
We want a refund. Okay. We want a refund on this, these recurring, the later charges, the 99 and 109. We want that refunded from our credit card. We'll give you back the watch if you want it.
The cancellation number, just so you'll have it for your records, is going to be R like Robert 64655, and that would be for the pods. And the cancellation number for the watch is the letter R like Robert 64615. Now, in reference to a refund, I wouldn't be able to assist you with a refund. You would have to contact your bank or credit card company.
I have contacted my bank and credit card company, and they told me to call you and ask for a refund.
Oh, I see. But because of the terms and conditions, I wouldn't be able to provide you with the refund.
Well, we're contesting this.
Okay, and I'll make a notation of that, but the account is canceled and there won't be any additional attempts to build the account.
Okay, what was the cancellation number for the last thing that you gave me?
Hold on, let me go back to it. For the watch, the cancellation number is C like Charles 64615.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.